Across the country, 30,000 tidy towns volunteers are preparing for a different kind of judging altogether. From this day next week, the 7th of June, tidy town judges will start visiting the 900 or so villages, towns, communities that have entered the competition. You will not know the day nor the hour when an incognito judge will turn up in your village and score your efforts over the course of the summer months. And Dr. Christy Boylan is a long-standing judge and a trainer, indeed, of tidy town judges who has come to Bloom. Tomorrow afternoon he's going to share some inside knowledge, but he's going to give us a little bit of a preview of that. Now, Christy, thank you very much for coming in to us. 7 days to go to the start of the judging. It's a little bit like the leaving cert this week. If you are only starting your tidying, you're probably a bit bunched, are you?
Ah, yes. It happens with an awful lot of preparation beforehand. And they're assessed on what they've done over the past 12 months.
Do you really make an effort to be incognito and go undercover?
Oh, yes, we do. It's actually quite strict. We're not allowed to communicate whatever with anybody in the community.
For fear that they would identify you and have a quick last-minute run around cleaning up the crisp packets?
Well, I'm not sure what reasons were actually given in the past, but it's just the way we do it. Maybe it's perhaps influence, but it would also delay you. And it wouldn't be fair to everybody. You see, if you meet somebody, you'd have to meet everybody.
Well, you'd have to have a cup of coffee and a cup of tea, yeah, or whatever, somewhere in every single house, yeah, in town that you go to. So what is the final checklist that you would expect that they would be looking at this point in time and taking care of?
Well, the item that's always on the list and it never disappears is litter. Tidiness and litter control, and that's forever with us. So tidy towns are working on that year round, so that will have to be done. Also, in the past week or so, we've had unbelievable rain showers, and they have sent the weeds flying up through the ground, and I'm sure they're being excited at the moment to see them and try to have them controlled before the judges appear.
Okay. What people do for tidy towns has changed over the course of the year. There was a time when it was all about the hanging baskets. They're much less popular now. Now it seems to be all about the planters.
Well, it's not about the planters as such. It's about the plants you put into any bed or container.
Or it should be, yeah.
So the emphasis in the past was on showy displays such as petunias and geraniums. And now we've moved towards biodiversity, and those two particular plants are not good for biodiversity. So there's plenty of other plants that are suitable, such as perennials, such as lupins, for example, and foxglove and so on. And they're the ones that the bees like.
And will also require an awful lot less watering than the hydrangea, which was so popular of old.
Exactly, yeah. yes.
I'm really interested, though, in the social dividend that comes from tidy towns competitions, because when they do this on the continent, it's done for them by the municipality. They have crews going around tidying up, but here it's an entirely volunteer effort.
Oh, yes, the tidy towns committees are totally voluntary, but now, in fairness, they do get support from the local authorities in many places, and there's also the specialists within local authorities, such as environmental awareness officers, who give them advice and so on.
But the initiative and the energy has to come from within the
community. Oh, yes, it must come from them, yeah.
And there must be a dividend from that as well, Christy. Like, I mean, it stands to a town when they do things together, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, the dividend, and I can remember, I'm from Ballygemstuff, and the priest entered the tidy towns back in the late 50s, and he announced that if we can do well in this, we'll be able to get some industry into the town and get some employment. And we did. We won in 66 and 67.
Had Liffey Meats not arrived at that stage?
No, it hadn't, no.
And wow.
Wallpaper factories and other and other companies came, and that was the beginning of it.
Very good. Okay.
So the same applies elsewhere.
So you will be back tomorrow giving all of your tips and your insider knowledge accumulated over an entire career doing this. At what time?
Around 2 o'clock in the garden stage.
Excellent stuff. Christy, thank you so much for joining
Phil,
this morning. Judging in the Tidy Towns begins next Saturday. Christy's book is called The Parks and Gardens of Dublin. It is published by Eastwood.